So the way I decided to approach this is to list all of my favorite traffic sources ranked in order, starting with my number one, which is affiliate traffic. Okay, so we're going to look at all my top traffic sources in order of how profitable they are. And we'll start with my number one affiliate traffic source, which is affiliates. But here I'm referring to when other people promote me as an affiliate for free. I'm not talking about me being the affiliate. I'm talking about me being the product owner and they are the affiliate. So we're looking at the other side then. The other side to the affiliate product owner setup that most people don't consider, where you are the vendor and they are the affiliates. And so if you think about how difficult it can be to be an affiliate, well, I can tell you that the flip side is it's 100 times better being the vendor, the product owner, who is getting all of this affiliate traffic. And if you've ever promoted a product as an affiliate and failed, I can assure you the vendor did not feel your pain. They, you know, you tried for days and weeks to try and promote their product. You weren't able to. They never even noticed. All they did one day is log into their account and see a load of affiliate stats and saw you send, you know, 230 clicks and not made a sale. They didn't care, okay, because they have all these affiliates sending traffic risk-free and they don't pay you for your labor. So when we say affiliate traffic, let's do a quick definition. When we say affiliate traffic, what we're talking about is you setting up an affiliate program that pays others a commission for a sale. And then typically the affiliate network does all of the tracking, handles all of the payment, handles refunds. And basically they do all the technical stuff. All you need is a product and a sales page and they will do everything else. And so the reasons I love affiliate traffic are that it's free. We don't pay anything unless the affiliate makes a sale. It's zero risk. Like I say, we don't pay unless a sale happens. It's unlimited. And also you can promote them. And so very often, like I've said earlier, the top affiliates are also product owners. And so you can kind of set up these reciprocal promotions where you both have great products and you can both promote one another and kind of double up. And so the basic idea is you will want to list your product on a network such as ClickBank, Digistore, JBZoo, Gumroad, or potentially your own affiliate program, although I don't recommend doing that to start off with. And there are many, many more affiliate networks, you know, lots of them which specialize in digital products. Also, the best affiliates will often have audiences. And so if you're looking for affiliates, you should look at other people who own products and have groups of emails, an email list of customers. But you can also look to YouTubers in your niche, TikTokers, people with social media presence, people with websites. Reach out to them and offer them a demo of the product and see if they want to promote it. And by the way, the evolution of this, of the affiliate program, is actually the joint venture. And so here's an example of someone you should follow on TikTok. I actually spoke to this guy back in last year. We spoke because he has a few AI products he puts together. And we spoke about one of his products. I bought it. And then I was speaking to him on, I think, Discord within support. Interesting guy, definitely follow him out, AribK24 on Twitter, on X. And if you follow him, he's kind of talks a lot about some of the stuff that he does. You can see here he says he did went from zero to $1 million in revenue in 6 months, spent $0 on marketing, and he had a training video that he did, which I'll put the link to below, where he talks about how he did this. Essentially, he found someone on TikTok with a massive audience and built a product that their audience would love, actually joint ventured with the influencer, the TikTok guy. I don't know exactly if it was an equity share or a profit share of the whole thing or how he did it, but you can see the results here are, you know, five-figure days and over $1 million in revenue over the course of a year. So the evolution of having an affiliate offer is to JV with someone with an existing audience and ideally work with them glove in hand very, very closely to tailor the product to what their audience will like. You do the product side of things, you do the marketing side of things, then they distribute it through this audience as a JV. So very, very profitable. But generally, affiliate marketing is also very profitable for the product owner. You don't have to do JVs, but you can see where this heads. It's, you know, really, really great way to drive a ton of traffic to your website, not have to worry about traffic, not have to worry about distribution, and make a load of money. So definitely, create your own product and put it on an affiliate network. Now, that being said, while I talked about the affiliate traffic as the number one source of traffic, the truth is the real number one traffic source is actually direct traffic, where people love your product so much that they will just go to your website, and you don't need to get traffic, quote unquote. People will just go there inherently. And you'll see this a lot with some of the most popular viral sites. Great example here is Google. This is a similar web screenshot from aboutgoogle.com. You can see 87% of their traffic is direct, which is people just going to google.com and running ads, basically. And just going to google.com and running searches because they want to do it. Google isn't necessarily buying traffic. They are just getting the traffic straight out of the gate. So that's the first traffic source. And now we'll start to look at some of the others.